AircheckDownloads.com.
Do you remember it? All those years ago, it was the thing that would have brought you today's forecast.
Signal 2 weather.
With Arnold Clark. Expect the UK's best used car deals.
Actually, this morning not looking too bad. In fact, better than it has been of late, with temperatures today reaching 20 degrees, 68 Fahrenheit. It's going to be a gloriously sunny morning across Staffordshire and Cheshire as we celebrate our 35th birthday.
We're playing your favourites all through the morning.
Setting the pace with your music on Signal.
Some very special guests, some very special names from years gone by, some great memories, your memories too, and some chances to win some very, very nice limited edition bits and bobs that we've got that we brought in today. Also at midday, if you're passing Stoke Road, passing our building, Cheshire Fire Brigade are bringing their rainbow fire engine down, which they did for the Pride celebration. So if you're passing, you want a picky taken, come down and join us at midday for that as well outside the building. Some great songs as well on this Wednesday morning from Aha. Female Band of the Joker. From Signal 2, DAB 1170 AM, and of course streaming worldwide on the wonderful World Wide Web. That wasn't around 35 years ago, was it? The World Wide Web. Actually, I was thinking about it this morning on the way in. And let's face it, 35 years ago, our kilohertz, so 1170 AM, would have been meters, because remember it was 257. And if you were really posh, you had an FM radio. You had a stereo radio. Many of us listened on AM at that particular time, 35 years ago. Now, of course, we've got, you know, the advent of DAB broadcasting as well, which has sort of changed the sound quality for many of us as well. But you're welcome on this 35th birthday morning. As we're saying, some great guests that we're going to be chatting to through the morning. Also, of course, we'd love your memories. Go on Facebook. There's details on there. Stick on your message. Stick on your memories. We'd love to get those on. And if you're passing Signal a little later, a couple of weeks ago, you may remember, I was at the Nantwich show and I saw the guys from Cheshire Fire Service who had a rainbow fire engine. And they did it for Pride because they were doing a huge recruitment campaign that included the LGBT community. And for Pride and the various ones, they've taken this big rainbow fire engine. We said, well, we'd love to have it down here. And they went, don't think Staffordshire will be happy if we bring a Cheshire fire engine into Staffordshire. Of course they have. Staffordshire have retweeted it that they're coming down. So if you're passing at midday, it'll be slap bang outside the building. And we'd love you to have your photo taken with this very unique, very unusual fire engine that's out there. And if you want to give a quid for a selfie, it'll go to the Fire Service Benevolent Fund, which is a great organisation that helps wounded and injured firemen. So they're coming down, the boys from Cheshire, around about midday today. So if you're passing Signal, pop in, have a look, because I think it's something that's going to be truly unique.
Beep, 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 Signal.
Signal 2 Travel.
With FOW.co.uk. Trust us on your car buying journey.
Can you remember this from years ago? Looking at this morning, the M6 doing quite nicely, actually. No reported problems on the M6. Remember, of course, throughout the day, we will update you and keep you moving.
Keep on the move with Signal.
Right now, the Samsung Galaxy S9.
It's a bright and beautiful day on Signal.
This is 2.
The greatest hits of all time.
Signal 2.
Chic and Le Freak from Signal 2. But do you remember this day 35 years ago?
Signal, remember when? It's a bright and beautiful day on Signal. You're in good company on 257.
It's got a beautiful beat.
A beautiful beat.
beautiful noise indeed. The deep brown voice of Neil Diamond. And a very good Monday morning to you. Welcome along the new sound of Signal Radio. My name's John Evington, and I'll be your host each weekday morning between 6 and 9 with a mixture of music, news and information, which I hope you'll soon get into the habit of waking up to.
Digby Taylor!
And a quick reminder, after 11 o'clock, my guest is Joe Hubbard from the West Midlands Gas Board. But before that, of course, we'll be having our coffee break special.
Scalzi right here through till one this hour, and we're going to take a look at your sales. And also during this hour, as you've already heard on the news, we're going to be talking to George Andrews, who's going to let us know what's going in the football scene. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The old football scene, mate. The old soccer. You know what I mean?
Setting the pace in the evening. Colin Cotton.
Colin, it's gone 7 o'clock.
Hi, I am Colin
Cotton.
Be
fine now.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I knew it. Oh, it's me old mate Nigel the Gnome. How you doing, Nigel?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Did I hear you say it's Signal Radio's birthday?
Yeah, that's right.
Please, can I sing a happy birthday to Signal Radio?
Oh, all right then. Go on.
Happy birthday to you.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to you.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, dear Signal. Happy birthday to you.
Get the high notes. Thank you, Nigel.
Dear old Lee Finan and Nigel the Gnome, singing happy birthday. 35 years of Signal Radio. And some live tracks too, like this from Hue and Cry and Looking for Linda.
Signal Radio.
Pat and Greg Kane, when they visited us a couple of years ago and performed upstairs in our Studio 10 and did Looking for Linda, totally and utterly live. We're bringing you some of those great songs that have been performed live here in the studio, or indeed on things like our Betley concerts or Live in the City over the years. We're bringing you a few of those throughout the day. Mark Matthews this morning played Heather Small and Them People at Live in the City, played Tony Hadley performing True. We'll bring you more of those as the day progresses as part of our 35th birthday. Good morning to so many people who've sent messages saying that they've been with us for many, many years. Hello to Paula, who says she's listened for years and years and years. Andy Stefan, Helen Palmer, also sending messages this morning. Mark Williams says he remembers Anthea Turner walking into their showroom in shorts and a strapless dress to buy office supplies. Bet that brought the showroom to a standstill. Jeff and Barbara Brooks, good morning to you, who send good wishes from abroad. Glenys, happy birthday, Signal 2. Also to Pat says, first song I ever heard you play was Islands in the Stream when she first listened to Signal. She says she also loved the great and late Mel Scholes. Well, if you enjoy Mel, there is a good memory of Mel coming up between now and 2, because so many of us have got memories of Mel, because he was such a top bloke, and we'll be doing that between now and 2. Also between now and 11, the man who 35 years ago was sat where I'm sitting, he's now in the United Arab Emirates. He is Digby Taylor. You'll hear from him between now and 11. But first, the Monkees, and I'm a Believer.
I thought love was only true.
The Monkees and I'm a Believer from Signal 2. On our 35th birthday, more to come, including the Lighthouse family in just a moment.
Right now, there's a 45 gig sim in the Virgin Mobile Hothouse.
The greatest hits of all time, Signal 2.
Setting the pace with your music on Signal.
Signal 2, DAB and 11:70 a.m. on this, our 35th birthday morning. And if you'd listened to this show 35 years ago, this gentleman would have been presenting it. It's hello to Digby Taylor. Hi, Digby.
Hey, Paul. Well, first of all, hi from Dubai.
So you're in glorious Dubai, then. How's things going?
I'm doing incredibly well, actually. Thanks very much for asking. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, 365 days of sunshine. What more do you need in life?
So, as I say, you were the first person on that first morning, starting at 9 a.m, and how much do you remember of the first day?
Well, actually, I remember everything of September the 5th, 1983, funnily enough. I was staying in Diggs, just a couple of streets away, with another few guys who were working at Signal at the time. And I got down to the station, I guess, at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and there was oatcakes and champagne and everything laid on. And, you know, I did my very best to try and keep away from it, but, I mean, who could miss out on an oatcake at that time in the morning? It was a fantastic day. It really was. Was I nervous? You betcha I was. I remember John Evington being in Studio 2. He'd had Chris Moore read the news. He'd had Sam Jarrett, our original chairman, on air. And then, you know, we pushed up the fader to put Studio 1 live. And there it was, 9 o'clock in the morning, coming off the back end of the bulletin by Chris Moore. And that was really something. I still remember the first song I played as well, which I think, if I remember right, was the Elgins, Heaven Must Have Sent You.
Absolute soul classic of the area, though.
Yeah, I know. Not exactly Ed Sheeran, is it? But there you go.
So Signal was a fantastic place to be on that very, very first morning way back in 83.
It was an amazing day. It really was. There wasn't that many radio stations on air at the time, commercial radio stations, that is. And it was just breathtaking to be part of this thing. I'd come back from Israel. Well, I'd been on this last floating radio station in the world and come back to Staffordshire, which, of course, is my home area anyway. And the program director of the time, Tony Hawkins, had just given me a call one morning and said, I need to meet you at the Gatehouse Theatre in Stafford. And I went down, and there we were, chatting over, and he said, well, how do you fancy taking on the mid-morning show for the launch of Signal Radio? And it was like, oh, where do I sign?
So you signed on the dotted line with a shaky hand, and you've never looked back since. But you also must have some fantastic memories that go along with your time here at Signal.
35 years ago, it actually seems like 35 minutes ago, to be really frank with you. The day was just buzzing. It was amazing. There were people everywhere. It was just a wonderful day of sunshine, as I remember right, as well. But I was so glad when the day was finished and we could get on with the real business, which was, of course, creating this legend that has now become Signal Radio. My favorite memory, oh, I mean, I don't know how you can ask me a question like that, Paul, that there's just too many. There really is. I don't know. You know, one thing that sticks in my mind is certainly the events that we did at Trentham Gardens. That was really good. We did the motor shows down there. Some of those big gigs we did. David Cassidy, of course, in the early days. I remember being down there with Anthea, and she was like a little kid. And I remember asking him a couple of questions, and his reply was, be square or be there, Tina's. I remember that, which was when we were doing a promo for the gig. And it was just great. I mean, they were halcyon days, what can you say? One thing that does stick out of my mind, I think, was probably about 1988, and that was the release of Rattle and Hum from U2. And at the time, I was head of music of Signal, and I was invited down to London for that. And we walked the red carpet in Leicester Square, and then we went to the release of the movie. I sat just behind Bono, and then we boogered all night at the Natural History Museum with the dinosaurs and standing there with Bono. This was just an amazing experience, which was all thanks to being a central part of Signal Radio. It was really something.
I mean, talking of the old gigs, I mean, only a couple of weeks ago I showed Leo Sayer, who was at the Rewind Festival, a picture of you and Anthea Turner, but of course Leo played locally as well.
Leo Sayer, as you just mentioned, that was a great gig. The Human League, that was something. I think probably one of the big events that sticks in my mind is when Tom Jones came to town, and Scalzi had him in Studio One. We did an afternoon interview, I remember that, and it was simply amazing. It really was. There was crowds of people outside, and the atmosphere was just electric. It was an amazing day. I certainly miss Scalzi.
Yeah, Mel is sorely missed, isn't he? Well, Digby, thanks so much for taking time to chat to us out in the UAE.
Thank you very much for inviting me on, Paul. It's been an absolute pleasure. I still have messages coming in to me from people who remember me on air on Signal Radio in the 1980s, which was brilliant. It was really good.
It's an amazing area, and people never ever forget you in this area. It's so, so true. So you're out in Dubai at the moment, and you're working at stations there?
I'm here in Dubai running Dance FM, Heart, and Hala, an Arabic station. If you're ever passing through, please come by and say hi to us, won't you?
I must try. I'd love a flight on the old A380 going out to Dubai. I see it going out daily from Manchester Airport, and next time I'll be thinking of you, Digby. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a fantastic 35th birthday.
Thanks, Paul.
Tiffany, and I think we're alone now. A lady who, of course, recently was at the Rewind Festival. Until chatting to that, I'd forgotten. She married a bloke from Cannock about 12 years ago and lived in the area for a while as well. And she was regaling us with stories about her living in Cannock and, of course, listening to Signal in the years that she was here. 3 minutes to 11. Jenny Bonson's got the latest news next on this 35th birthday, the 5th of September.
Right now, the Samsung Galaxy S9 is in the Virgin Mobile Hothouse.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming online at signal2.co.uk.
The greatest hits of all time. Signal 2.
Signal. It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jenny Bonson.
Aircheckdownloads.com.